Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 400 and... where are we at here? 402nd Word for Word show. Boy, that's getting up there. I've been busy these past couple of years, and it's been a wild ride. We're in the book of Matthew. We left off in the middle of chapter 15 the last time, because I just basically ran out of time. So we're going to be picking up at verse 30. In chapter 15 of the book of Matthew, and I'm going to change my glasses here to make it a little bit easier on me reading this text. Bear with me for just a second. My website, before we get started, is https://// www.pastor-steve.com. Now, the reason I'm giving all of that is because if you just Google Pastor Steve, you're going to get a whole bunch of stuff. There's evidently a lot of Pastor Steves out there. I don't know. It's a little confusing at times, but let's get into this. We'll be beginning, as I said, with verse 30 of chapter 15 of the book of Matthew. Yeshua had gone, basically, went up the mountain and was sitting there, and he'd just given a bunch of advice and commandments and told people he was not sent to, except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs, and that was the Canaanite woman. And he healed her daughter, but like I said the last time, didn't mean they were going to have eternal life, didn't mean they were coming into kingdom. He was just kind to somebody, like you'd pet a dog, okay? So it's one of those things. There are rules to the game. So let's start in verse 30. We left off in 29. We're going to start with verse 30. And large crowds came to him, having with them those who were lame, blind, dumb, crippled, and many others. And they laid them down at the feet of Yeshua, and he healed them. Verse 31. So that the crowd marveled when they saw the dumb speaking, the crippled well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the Elohim of Israel. That would be Yahweh. Verse 32. And Yeshua, having called his taught ones near, said, let me grab a highlighter here. Said, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have now continued with me 3 days and do not have whatever to eat. And I do not wish to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. Verse 33. And his taught ones said to him, where are we to get enough bread in the desert to satisfy such a large crowd? Verse 34. And Yeshua said to them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, seven, and a few little fish. Verse 35, and he commanded the crowd to sit down on the ground. Verse 36, and taking the seven loaves and the fish, giving thanks, gave thanks to the Father. He broke them and gave to his taught ones, and the taught ones to the crowd. Verse 37. And all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces. Seven large baskets filled. Verse 38. And those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. Verse 39. And dismissing the crowd, he went into the boat and came to the borders of Magdala. Four 4,000 men besides women and children, with seven loaves and a few little fish. And seven baskets were left over. That's the power of Yahweh right there. No ifs, no ands, no buts, That's Yahweh's workings. And now we come to the bad guys. They're always going to come around and try to naysay. They did it back in then, they do it now. No ifs, ands, or buts. They were doing their evil little things. They were going to try to trap him. So here's what it says about that. This is the beginning of chapter 16 of the book of Matthew. And verse 1 of chapter 16, you can reference Matthew 12, verse 38. That's 12:38, and the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 16. All right, verse 1. And the Pharisees and Sadducees came, and trying him, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. Verse 2. And he answering said to them, when it is evening, you say, fair weather, for the heaven is red. And in the morning, stormy weather today, for the heaven is red and overcast. This is verse 3. You know how to discern the face of the heaven, but you are unable to discern the signs of the times. Verse 4 of chapter 16, and you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 39. And the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 29. Verse 4 here. A wicked and adulterous, it says generation here, but the word is genea, and it means race or ethnic group. Okay. Seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. That's Jonah, okay? Verse 5. And his taught one came to the other side and had forgotten to take bread. And didn't bring anything to eat. Here is verse 6. And Yeshua said to them, mind and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Because they were talking to him about bread, and he wasn't talking about bread at all. Okay? Verse 7. And they reasoned. Well, verse 6, you can reference Luke chapter 12, verse 1. That's Luke 12, 1. I forgot to say that. I get caught up in the reading and ignore the notes. This is such fabulous material here. Verse 7, and they reasoned among themselves, saying, because we brought no bread. verse 8. But Yeshua, aware of this, said to them, O you of little belief, why do you reason among yourselves because you brought no bread? And here's verse 9. And in verse 9, you can reference Matthew chapter 14, verses 17 through 21. Matthew 14, verses 17 through 21. Do you not still understand? Neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you picked up? Verse 10. And you can reference Matthew 15, verses 34 through 38. That's Matthew 15, verses 34 through 38. Verse 10. Or the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many large baskets you picked up. Verse 11. How is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread, but to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees? Verse 12. Then they understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Okay? Because they were teaching as commandments the doctrines of men. The Babylonian Talmud, that's what they were teaching. He warned people about that, and that's why they hate him so much. Verse 13. Now, when Yeshua came into the parts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his taught ones, saying, Who do men say the Son of Adam is? Verse 14 of chapter 16. You can reference Matthew 14, verses 1 and 2. That's Matthew 14, verses 1 and 2. And 2. And Mark chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. That's Mark 6, 14 and 15. And the book of Luke chapter 9, verses 7. And 8. Verse 14. I didn't read it. I'm getting ahead of myself. And they said, Some say Yohanan the Immerser, and others Eliyahu, and others Yirmiyahu, or one of the prophets. Verse 15. He said to them, And you, who do you say I am? There's verse 16, and you can reference John chapter 6. John 6, verses 68 and 69. This is verse 16. And Shimon Kepha, that's Simon Peter, okay, answering said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living Elohim." And this is repeated 8 more places. Okay. Verse 17. And Yeshua answering said to him, "Blessed are you, Shimon bar Yonah," that son of Yonah, "for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in the heavens." Verse 18. "And I also say to you that you are Kepha." That means rock in Greek, okay? A stone. Petros. "And on this rock I shall build my assembly, and the gates of Sheol shall not overcome it." And the good news text, the Shem Tob, the good word, says Gehinnom, as the valley of weeping. And Gehinnom is the valley of the son of Hinnom, which was the garbage pit where they burned all the garbage. It was an unclean place. And they would translate that later as hell, with hell fire. Okay. Kepha is the Hebrew for rock. So that's a word play right there. Kepha, and on this rock. Okay. Verse 19. "And I shall give you the keys of the reign of the heavens, and whatever you bind on earth shall, having been bound in the heavens, and whatever you loosen on earth shall be having been loosened in the heavens." And binding and loosening is a Hebrew idiom for exercising authority to prohibit and permit. Okay? That's what that means. In other words, if you say it's permitted, it's permitted. If you say it's prohibited, it's prohibited. Verse 20. "Then he warned his taught ones that they should say to no one that he is Yeshua, the Messiah." Okay, don't tell anybody this. From verse 21. "From that time, Yeshua began to show to his taught ones that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and to suffer much from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and to be raised again on the third day." That was Yahweh's plan for our redemption. There had to be a sacrifice, a perfect one. Verse 22. "And Kepha took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Be kind to yourself, master. This shall not be to you. Now, he meant well, but he was in direct opposition to Yahweh's plan. So, verse 23, Yeshua said to him, But he turned and said to Kepha, Get behind me, Satan. Now that means adversary. You are a stumbling block to me, for your thoughts are not those of Elohim, but those of men. That was a reaction that a man would have for a friend. But this was just no friend. This was the son of Elohim. Yes, he's a friend, but he's divine, and he had a job to do, and he didn't want Peter, Kepha, to interfere with that. So he called him an adversary. He was angry with him. Verse 24, and you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 38. That's Matthew 10:38 in the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 27. That's Luke 14:27. Okay. Verse 24. Then Yeshua said to his taught ones, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself. Which is what he did, and take up his stake and follow me, because he was going to be carrying the stake that he was impaled on later on when he was tortured and beaten and bloody. So deny yourself, deny your body and everything that's earthly, and follow him. Now listen to this. For whoever... Okay, speaking to us, whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it. That's your life here in this world. Your stuff, okay? And whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. In other words, if you are killed in the service of Yeshua, you will have eternal life. Or you abandon, this can have two meanings. If you abandon your life here just for service to Yeshua, don't worry about stuff. You lose that life in this world and you follow Yeshua, you will have eternal life. It can be either way. Verse 25 that I just read, you can reference Matthew 10, verse 39. Matthew 10, 39. Luke chapter 17, verse 33. That's Luke 17:33, and the book of John chapter 12, verse 25. That's John 12:25. Here's Yeshua continues on in verse 26. For what is a man profited if he gains all the world and loses his own life? That's your eternal life. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his life? In other words, can you buy eternal life? No, you cannot. verse 27. Now here's a whole bunch of references. Verse 27. You can reference Psalm 62. Verse 12. That's Psalm 62, verse 12. The book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 44, and 25, verse 31. That's Matthew 21, 44, and 25, 31. The book of John, chapter 5, verse 29. That's John 5, 29. The book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 6. That's Romans 2, verse 6. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 10. That's 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians 2, verse 10. The book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 7 and 14. That's Titus 2, 7 and 14. The book of James, chapter 2, verses 14 through 24. That's James, chapter 2, verses 14 through 24. And the book of Revelations, chapter 22, verse 12. That's Revelations 22, verse 12. Here's verse 27. This is what that pertains to. For the Son of Adam is going to come in the esteem of his Father with his messengers, and then he shall reward each according to his works. All right. 2 Thessalonians also. Let me turn to it so I should have it bookmarked. Oh my. Here we are. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 6 through 10. I'll read this. Since Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you, speaking to Israel, and to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers. What did it just say here? He's going to come in the esteem of his Father with his messengers. Okay. Verse 8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim and those who do not obey the good news, that's gospel, of our Master Yeshua Messiah. That's his, what he's teaching to these people at this present time. Verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master, from the esteem of his strength. That's what he's talking about. This is coming. I'll read verse 27 again so you can think about this. For the Son of Adam is going to come in the esteem of his Father with his messengers, and then he shall reward each according to his works. The good will be rewarded, and the bad will be rewarded, each according to his works. Verse 28. Truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death at all until they see the Son of Adam coming in his reign. And you can reference chapter 17, verses 2 through 5 on that. Okay? Now that ends chapter 16 of the book of Matthew. Now we're going to get into chapter 17 here. That's all we're going to do today is chapter 17. I'm not going to be able to do 18. I finished 15, and I just did 16. So 17 is not that long. So we're going to get into chapter 17. Verses 1 through 5 of chapter 17. You can reference 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. That's 2 Peter 1, verses 17 and 18. Let me get a little drink of coffee here. Let's get into chapter 17 here. Verse 1. And after 6 days, Yeshua took Kepha, that's Peter, and Yaakov, that's Jacob, and Yochanan, that's John, his brother, and brought them up on a high mountain by themselves. Now listen to this carefully. And he was transformed before them. In other words, he connected with Yahweh. And he was transformed before them, and his face shone like the sun. The light within him shone out, in other words. And his garments became as white as the light. Verse 3, and see, Moshe and Eliyahu appeared to them talking with him. Verse 4, and Kepha, that's Peter, answering, said to Yeshua, Master, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 booths, one for you, one for Moshe, and one for Eliyahu. Now you can reference the footnotes. I guess they have Mark 9:4, but I'm not at the book of Mark right now. Verse 5, remember 1 through 5 here, you can reference 2 Peter 1, 17 and 18. Verse 5, while he was still speaking, see, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and see, a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my son, the beloved, in whom I did delight. Hear him. Verse 6, and when the taught ones heard, they fell on their faces and were much afraid. They just heard the voice of Yahweh. Whew. I mean, wow. Yeah, they fell on their face in awe and in fear. To have Yahweh speak and you hear it, that's scary. That's awesome. That's the divine being, the Father. Verse 7. But Yeshua came near and touched them and said, "Rise and do not be afraid." Verse 8. And having lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Yeshua only. The vision was over. Verse 9. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Yeshua commanded them, saying, "Do not mention the vision to anyone until the Son of Adam is raised from the dead." The resurrection, the first resurrection, the first fruits, Yeshua himself. Verse 10, and you can reference Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 for verse 10. And his taught ones asked him, saying, "Why then do the scribes say that Eliyahu has to come first?" Here's verse 11. And for verse 11, you can reference Mark chapter 9, verse 12. Matthew chapter 3, verse 21. And Sirach, in your Apocrypha, chapter 48, verse 10. That's Mark 9, verse 12, Matthew 3, verse 21, and Sirach 48, verse 10. This is verse 11. And Yeshua answering said to them, "Eliyahu is indeed coming first and shall restore all." Okay. Now that you're supposed to refer to Mark 9:12 and Matthew 3:21. Let's really restore all. Verse 12 of chapter 17. You can reference Matthew 11, verse 14. That's Matthew 11, 14. "But I say to you that Eliyahu has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they wished. In this way, the Son of Adam is also about to suffer by them." That's the scribes and Pharisees and the Edomites and the Talmudists that were in charge. Verse 14. And when they came to the crowd, a man came up to him, kneeling down to him and saying, "Master, have compassion on my son." This is verse 15. "Have compassion on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers badly, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water." Verse 16. And I brought him to your taught ones, but they were unable to heal him. Verse 17. And Yeshua answering said, O generation, or race, unbelieving and perverted, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him here to me. Now he's rebuking his taught ones because they didn't have the faith. And they were of the chosen race. So they were of Judea. And the problem was with the Israelite race at that time. They were unbelieving and perverted. Not just the Judea of the Pharisees and Sadducees, but the different Judea, the chosen people Judea of Israel. They lacked faith. Verse 18. And Yeshua rebuked the demon, and he came out of him, and the child was healed from that hour. Verse 19. Then the taught ones came to Yeshua by himself and said, Why were we unable to cast him out? Verse 20 of chapter 17, and you can reference Matthew 21, verse 21, Mark chapter 11, verse 23, and 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2. Okay, verse 20. And Yeshua said to them, because of your unbelief, they didn't have enough faith. They doubted. Because of your unbelief, for truly I say to you, if you have a belief as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it shall move, and no matter shall be impossible for you. A mustard seed is one of the tiniest seeds, but it grows up into a huge tree, okay? That's why the mustard seed is used here, because it's so tiny. Verse 21. But this kind does not go out except through prayer and fasting. That kind of demon, okay? But when Yeshua rebuked him, he had that gigantic authority from the Father, and the demon just fled. Verse 22. And while they were staying in Galilee, that would be Galilee, Yeshua said to them, the son of Adam is about to be delivered up into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And the third day he shall be raised up. And they were deeply grieved. Well, they didn't understand who he was truly. Truly, they just, it was too much for their feeble man minds to know that they were walking with the Redeemer of Israel, the Son of Yahweh. They sort of knew it, but it hadn't sunk in. It was too much to handle, okay? That's where they were. We have to understand these men. They were just men that he called out. And yes, they were very special and they were set apart. All right. Verse 24 of chapter 17, you can reference Exodus 30, verse 13, and Exodus 38, verse 26. That's 30:13 and 38:26. Verse 24, and when they came into Kephar Nachum, those who received the tax came to Kepha, that's Peter, and said, "Does your teacher not pay the tax?" Verse 25, he said, "Yes." Verse 25, and when he came into the house, Yeshua spoke to him first, saying, "What do you think, Shimon?" That's Simon. "From whom do the sovereigns of the earth take toll or tax? From their own sons or from the strangers?" Verse 26, Kepha then said to him, "From the strangers." Yeshua said to him, "Then the sons are exempt." Okay, verse 27, "But lest we cause them to stumble, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you shall find..." A stater. Now that's a coin. You shall find a stater. "Take that and give it to them for me and you," because this was a traveling tax. They charged you to travel, sort of like having to have a driver's license today. Well, that ends chapter 17 of the book of Matthew. We will be beginning on the next show with chapter 18. There's a lot to learn in this chapter about the who pays the tax. Well, the sons are exempt. Well, the sons of Yahweh are exempt from the judgment that's going to come. They will be preserved through this Redeemer that is still walking on the earth at this time in this passage. He will redeem them, and he will pay the price for them so that the sons will be free of any kind of bondage. And that's coming when he returns. He's going to free us from these horrific rules of the Talmudists that they are putting on us today. And they will pay a heavy price on that. Well, I'll do chapters 18 and 19 on the next word for word. I'm taking two chapters at a time where possible. Where it's not possible, I'll have to break like I did in chapter 15. There's so much information here, and there's so many notes that I'm not going to short a show by not giving all the information. Well, I'm coming down to the end of the time here, so I'm going to play the outro music and then a little tune or two. That's always enjoyable. Everybody likes that. I get a lot of response on the picking that I play here. So may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I'll catch you on the next show. Bye-bye.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Walking with the Lord like I used to. It's like temptation's got a hold of me. Then I cry at night 'cause I ought to. And the praise to him I hold, I'm on my bended knee. From the road I chose to raise my family. And the more I learned forgiveness, the less I saw grief. And the more I watched his children, in their eyes I saw his light. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on, hold on, enjoy the ride. I did my time, I paid some heavy dues. And I often wonder why I did the things I do. For the Lord holds all the answers to my questions, come what may. We're gonna talk about them soon, show me the way. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on a hold on, enjoy the ride. Well, now the final curtain will be seen. Now it's time to say goodbye to this way of life I've been. So bury me in the cold hard ground, I'll travel through the sky. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride.